What about the management of women who are diagnosed with breast cancer or diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer during pregnancy? What are some of the challenges involved there?
Well, I think the most challenging ones are women who are diagnosed with early breast cancer during pregnancy. Usually the challenge there is to think about what's the optimal treatment for the breast cancer without the pregnancy, and then think about what impact, if any, that might have on the pregnancy. And so usually you have to work pretty tightly with the patient's obstetrician to consider that. So I guess the kind of pragmatic way I think about it is during the first trimester, I'd have to say that we think hard with our patients about whether or not they're interested in a therapeutic abortion when they think about what's going on with them. And at least in my experience, many, but not all patients will opt for that. That first trimester is really, there's no systemic therapy that we can offer, so we just have to wait that out. Something that I think is important to remember, though, is that breast cancer is not, you know, like leukemia. And so you actually can afford to wait out for a few weeks if you need to. During the last trimester, then I think the trick is to just, unless you're really pushed, to just sort of hang out and not do too much, maybe do the local therapy and wait for the delivery to take place. During the second trimester is perhaps the hardest part. I think that if one feels compelled to use chemotherapy, that we know, for example, that we can use doxorubicin and cyclophosphamide very safely. As far as we can tell, there's no increase in major complications of pregnancy or changes in fetal health. So I think that you can give AC during pregnancy without a lot of difficulty. There are anecdotes of people who have given taxanes. I myself haven't taken that on yet. If you call the company, you don't get either of the companies, you don't get a lot of endorsement of that, not surprisingly, but it can be done. I don't know of too many people who are using any kind of endocrine therapy during pregnancy. I think they're kind of waiting that out till the end and then superimposing it later. For women who have metastatic disease during pregnancy, that's a very tough one. And again, there I've used anthracyclines, I've used cyclophosphamide if we feel that we have to get in there and do something to support the patient during the course of the pregnancy. The last one we did, actually, we gave AC to someone who had been transferred in her last trimester of pregnancy and where the oncologists who were caring for her had declined to give chemotherapy, but we really felt that we didn't have a lot of choice if we wanted to try and sustain her in the pregnancy. And the last I knew, she's followed more by one of our fellows now. She was actually 18 months out, so she delivered her baby after this AC. Baby was fine. She was good. She switched over to taxanes for a long period of time. And actually, in the interim, she took some hormone therapy for quite some time.
This concludes our program. Special thanks to our speakers, and thank you for listening. This is Dr. Neil Love for Breast Cancer Update.